the doctrine of the grace of God. Can you all receive him with a mighty amen? Deacon Gavin, hallelujah.
We say grace and peace to the household of faith and praise God for all present. We're going to open with prayer. Our God and our Father, Lord, we ask your blessing, your enablement, Lord, your enlightenment, as, Lord, we proclaim your truth unto your people, these present, and, Lord, those throughout the reach audience, my God, of the webcast. We pray, O God, that you will bless and enlighten each and every one of us and me, Lord, that I may proclaim your truth as it is in truth. And Lord God, bless all. Bless our pastor. We thank you for him and his presence with us and all your people, near and far. Bless and enlighten. And Lord God, cause us to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I love that song because it causes me not to forget who I am according to the flesh. As long as we are in this, we are a sinner. It has a sin nature, a sign of God, just like all of the other world, all of the world. The only difference being we look like the world. Sometimes we act like the world. Oftentimes we do like the world. And we are even in the world. But bottom line, we are not of the world. We are not them. We are us, and they are them. Won't you turn with me in your Bibles in continuation? Usher, would you please pass out those documents there? The documents. The ones on top of the podium. Everyone that does not have God's Sovereignty in Election or Election to Salvation, page 3, raise your hand and Sister Rods will give you one. Everyone that does not have one. I've been moving through this document. It has 5 pages. And several months has heaped upon us now, and I think I've just made it to page 3. But we are going to continue because this is God's truth unto the church, which is us. And turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to have our designated reader, Sister Karen, Elder Sister Karen Liverman, to read. She can do so from the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Verses 1 through 5. First, let me ask, do everyone have Ephesians chapter 1? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ,
by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Grace be to you.
Grace to you. Grace, unmerited favor, undeserved kindness, benevolence, a favor, graciousness, grace unto you. And peace, something that you can't find in the world. If it seems to be, it's certainly fleeting. In the city, in the state, in the country, and in the world. Peace. From God our Father, that's who he is.
And from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Verse 3.
Blessed be the God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who hath blessed us?
Who hath blessed us?
With all spiritual blessings.
In each and every blessing spiritual.
In heavenly places in Christ.
Or in the heavenlies in Christ. In the King James Version, you see the word places is in italics. Italics mean a foreign word. It does not belong there, but it was injected by the translators supposedly for clarification. Sometimes words injected bring clarification, but many times they bring confusion. In the heavenlies in Christ. The heavenlies are in Christ. The heavenlies are where we abide also in Christ Jesus. All right, verse 4.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
That we should be holy.
That we being holy, that's a present infinitive. To be being holy. It's a present infinitive.
And without blame.
And without blame, without spot, blemish, and unblameable.
Before him in love.
Before him. Before whom it counts. In love. Your neighbors count to a certain degree. And your friends and co-workers count to a certain degree. But being blameless and separated, sanctified, set apart, that's what holy means, before him whom it counts. God, the ultimate authority.
Having predestinated us.
Having predestinated, predetermined beforehand, or decreed us beforehand, unto what?
The adoption of children.
Unto sonship positioning.
By Jesus Christ to himself.
In Christ Jesus to himself.
According to the good pleasure of his will.
Not begrudgingly, but according to the good pleasure of his will. He was pleased to do it. And we are yet ministering from this document. You will find it in the salvation documents on our website. If you scroll down to salvation documents hit on that, click on that, and this document should come up. God's sovereignty in election to salvation. God's sovereignty, or his supreme and ultimate authority and power and right unto salvation. God's sovereignty in election, or choosing, his choice of some, not all, to salvation, or our eternal relationship with God. If we don't get our salvation right and the venue where it was actualized, actualized means God bringing a thing as all things into existence, a thing becoming real or coming into being. If we don't get our salvation right in the venue where it was actualized, my friend, we are in for a bumpy road, needlessly. Salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences. It's preservation, that is God preserving us, or deliverance from harm, ruin, or ultimate loss. In other words, we are safe. Salvation means we are safe. Irregardless of the enemies of you, your country, irregardless of the threats, epidemics, and I'll mention this one that's going around, got God's people even in dread fear, Ebola, irregardless of comets and anything in the universe, irregardless of corrupt nature in mankind, ultimately, we are going to exit physicality anyway, but ultimately, eternally, we are safe. We are safe. Amen. All right. I'm going to read from page 3 of our document. Page 3 of the document. sovereignty of God in election to salvation. I've made it down to the middle of page 3, where it says, the third paragraph, where it says, this now brings us to the essence of justification in the middle of the document. Reading. This now brings us to the essence of justification. Justification is an eternal act of God.
Amen.
It's not an in-time act. It's an eternal act of God, just like election of His own to salvation. Some, not all. Read Romans 9, and you will find there that God has determined vessels of wrath and vessels of mercy. Mm-hmm. We thank and we praise God that we are of those whom God has determined as vessels of mercy. Everyone is not a vessel of mercy.
Amen.
God is sovereign in His choosing. He did not choose the devil to be saved and eternally blessed. But He chose us. He did not choose all, amen, to enjoy eternal fellowship in Him or in Christ. He chose some and rejected others. The Scripture said that they were determined vessels of wrath. They were created to that end, irregardless of what we think. Oh my God, how could that be? How could that be? God is sovereign. And in doing that, in God's wisdom, we will see the difference in us that are saved through the grace of God and those that were rejected. And praise be to God, He has not let us know who they are. Who would have thought the Apostle Paul was a Christian or one that belonged to the Lord? Who would have thought when he was manifested as Saul, with all the dastardly deeds that he was doing toward God's people? All right, so this now brings us to the essence of justification, or the act of God having declared and having made us righteous in His sight. God having declared and made us righteous in His sight through the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus. And the need of that sacrifice came upon God decreeing us in the one decree, both saints and sons of God, placed eternally in the body of Christ, and also decreeing us in the created entity of time with a sin nature. And that's in manifestation. But in actualization, we were placed in the body of Christ. We were eternally placed in the body of Christ. And in that same decree, we were decreed sinners in manifestation. When God created time and physicality, we received a sin nature in the flesh via our foreparent of all ethnicities and all humanity, Adam. A sin nature. It is justification, or the acceptable standing which God freely gives to His elect. First, we are declared to be holy, that which is separated unto God, and may I add, by God unto God. We don't get ourselves or make ourselves holy by any accomplishments or
Amen.
Acts or non-acts
Amen.
Or doings. God has determined us separated, sanctified, because we belong to Him. So we are holy, and that which is separated unto God. This alone comprises what the definition of a saint is. It is so true that without holiness, it is impossible to see or to stand in His presence. Again, this is accomplished only through the fact that we are declared blameless. Let me read a quote from Romans chapter 4, verse 25, leading into chapter 5, verse 1. Romans 4, 25, and this is regarding justification, or our being declared righteous on the basis of that which Christ performed and his shedding blood on our behalf and taking away our sins. Romans 4:25. Who was delivered? That is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was delivered? And it's not stopping at Calvary. Calvary, as awful as it was manifestation of that which was already actualized in eternity. As we corroborate from Revelation, I think, 13 and 8, the Lamb of God, was slain before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Amen. And sin had already been taken care of before creation. Amen. Who was delivered because of the offenses of us. Romans 4:25. And was raised. Everything was completed in eternity, in God's saying. Who was raised because of the justification or declaring righteous of us. His sacrifice was accepted and we were freed, amen, from the sin of sin nature which God had designated to each of us. And Romans 5 and 1, having been justified also in eternity. It's in what we call an aorist participle and the passive voice. Passive voice shows that we had nothing to do with it. And even the venue of eternity shows that we had nothing. You know the song say, get right with God and do it now. We weren't around in the flesh and physicality to get right with God.
Amen.
It was given, freely given in eternity. Having been justified, therefore, out of faithfulness, that Greek word is ek. I know the King James had by there, but it is ek, out of faithfulness. Now, I know the King James has faith in there, but it cannot be our faith because we were not around in the flesh.
Amen.
To exercise any faith. So it proves out. The Word of God is consistent. If it's rightly divided, dispensationally, and if it's properly exegeted or interpreted, the Bible or the Grace Testament or what we call the New Testament, in which is the Grace Covenant or Grace Testament, it was written in Greek. The English language was not in operation then as we know it now. And you have to go to the Greek grammar in order to interpret or exegete God's word in what is called the New Testament and certainly the Grace Testament, Paul's 14 epistles, which are encased in what is called the New Testament. It is the Grace Testament. Having been justified, therefore, out of faithfulness. Whose faithfulness? The one who died for us, Christ. Faithfulness. We weren't around to exercise our faith. In the flesh, we were not around. This is what God previously did.
Amen.
And again, justification is in the passive voice when it comes to us. We had nothing to do with it. Peace we have, present indicative, right now. Right now. The indicative mood is, amen, a fact. And a fact is from the Latin word factum, which means a thing that's done. It's done. We have peace with God. Even amidst all that we're going through, we have peace with God. Amidst all that's going on around us and in the world, we have peace with God. John said in Revelation, I saw a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. We have, irregardless of what goes down in the earth, all the chaos, all the factions and wars and, amen, everything that's going down out of us and even in us, in our mindsets, we have peace with God and we have the peace from God. Peace we have with God through the Lord of us, Jesus Christ. All right, back to the document. Blameless. According, quoting from Ephesians 1 and 4, according as he chose us in him before the creation or foundation of the world, being holy or separated and blameless, without blame, before him in love. The formation of this Greek word is derived from, that is blameless, is derived from a and momos, which I said, what we call the New Testament and certainly the Grace Testament and couched therein was written in the Greek language. And we only go to the Greek language to interpret and bring over the proper interpretation. We don't have to do this, amen, to be saved. We were saved or chosen in him before creation. But we do this because God has given it to us to inform us of that which already is. It literally denotes one without blemish or stain, thus void of fault. Now let me corroborate that from our gospel, our testament or contract, the grace testament or contract. I'm going to quote, and you may turn there if you so desire, from Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. I was of one mind to go up a few verses and take in how that we have been circumcised with the circumcision of Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. But if I do that, I don't think I'll finish what I'm trying to finish today. But let me say this. We were assigned a sin nature in our flesh. That's why we sin. We are sinners according, not to our eternal spirit, where we were baptized and placed in the body of Christ, but according to the flesh. By the same decree, one decree, we were in the body of Christ, placed in the body of Christ, and also assigned a sin nature. And in Colossians chapter 2, up above the 13th verse, it says we have been circumcised with the circumcision of Christ. Well, you know what circumcision is. In the Old Testament, it was of identification. It identified all the Israelites or sons of Abraham, amen, with God by them being circumcised. And baptism also is of identification. Now, circumcision, in circumcision, in that economy of the law, they did it for identification and as a right. But we do it for cleanliness and the like reasons. Praise God. In circumcision, it means to cut around and take completely off. And as we were circumcised by the circumcision of Christ, Christ has cut us off from that which is sin. We have been cut off from the flesh. It just hasn't been manifested or showed up yet.
Amen.
All of us are going to be, as we were placed in this, we are going to be in manifestation. It is already done in God's decree actualization. We will be cut off from this. If our bodies, Colossians chapter 3, I believe it is, may be having been destroyed.
Amen.
We have a building of God not made with hands. This is already gone by God's decree. The circumcision of Christ has cut us off from the, as we were placed in the body, we'll cut off from the body and resume our designated eternal abode.
Hallelujah.
In the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Spirit, not weak flesh.
Amen.
Temporary.
Amen.
Temporary. I don't think anyone will argue with me with that. Our flesh is temporary.
Amen.
Our association with it is temporary. We already cut off from it. Colossians 2:13 now. And you, being dead in trespasses and in the uncircumcision, here it is, of the flesh of you, being dead in trespasses and sin because of where we are manifested. We are only manifested here, show up here. Our actual abode is where we presently are in the body of Christ, not this, but eternal spirit in the image of him who in 13 of Paul's 14 epistles in the first chapter designate us as children of God and calls himself God our Father, and he is not flesh. He is spirit, and we are in his image, just like we look like to some degree our earthly parents, fathers. We bear the impress of our eternal spiritual Father who is God. All right. In the trespasses and in the uncircumcision of the flesh of you, he co-quickened, aorist indicative, he co-quickened together us with him, or co-abide or co-live with us, or cause us to live with him. Quicken means make alive or live. He co-quicken, as he lived, we live also.
Mm-hmm.
As he is eternal in life, we are also.
Amen.
We want life. Just because we have a hope of heavenly bliss, we don't want death. We want life.
Hallelujah.
But death is just a servant of God created to take us out of physicality.
Amen.
Back into where we actually abide, spirituality. We want life. And we want loads of it.
Amen.
And so we have, and we are the recipients of eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. But this was not designated for eternity.
Amen.
This will not endure. It won't endure the test of time, let alone eternity.
Amen.
This is why we are separated unto that which is unlimited spiritual life that we have in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Co-quicken us with him, and here it is. This is the other part I wanted to get to. Having forgiven you, us, all trespasses, having, before we were even placed on the scene of time and placed in flesh, assigned a sin nature, our trespasses and sins were already forgiven. And if God have forgiven us, who can bring and all against us?
Hallelujah.
He's the ultimate authority and the ultimate judge. I say again,
hallelujah.
We look like the world. Sometimes we act like the world. We even sometimes smell like the world. We oftentimes do what the world do. We believe sometimes like the world. Many times, oftentimes. We jump in fear and fright like the world.
Amen.
But bottom line, we are not. We are not the world.
Amen.
It's us and them.
Hallelujah.
Praise be God.
Amen.
Reading, the Apostle Peter uses this word in his assessment of our Lord Jesus Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Likewise, The Apostle Paul uses the same word in Ephesians 5:27, and I'm going to ask you to turn there with me. And I want my reader, as a lamb without spot and without blemish, we, amen, are caused in maturation as we mature in knowledge of who we actually are to be like him. We're already cut off from the sin nature and the flesh. Already cut off. But in process, in time, in manifestation, we are encouraged through the Word by the Holy Spirit to act like him, or act like who we are. Do like who we actually are. Ephesians 5, and then we're going to start at the 25th verse, I think we have it.
Amen.
25th verse. I'm going to ask Ellis, Sister Karen, to read. Sister Karen, do you have the interlinear Greek text?
Yes, I do.
She does. She's going to read from the interlinear Greek text, and we are going to look at how, as Christ, amen, have determined us to become practically, experientially, practically identifying with who we actually are. Begin reading at verse 25 through verse 27, Sister Karen.
Ephesians chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
verse 25, interlinear
mm-hmm.
Greek.
Yes, interlinear Greek text.
The husbands.
Husbands.
Love ye.
Love ye.
The wives,
the,
as also.
The wives, as also.
Christ loved the church.
As Christ loved the church. You notice it doesn't have love, even though he loves the church. He loved the church. He eternally, as the church was decreed to come forth, it wasn't manifested yet because time and creation hadn't been put in place. We were chosen in him before creation, before time, before the creation of the world. He loved us. He always loved us.
And
you mean
him?
To tell me, hold on, Sister Karen, mm-hmm. you mean to tell me he loved me when I was unseemly? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. He loved us eternally. We never quit being, even though we were placed in creation in time and assigned bodies and a sin nature in the flesh, we never quit being who we are and love.
Amen.
Let me open that up a little bit by an example. I heard on the news that a young girl, teenage I suppose, and an older young man conspired to kill her parents. Ungodly, not like God. Unseemly. Inextricably evil. The act, inextricably evil. But who was it that was conspiring to kill the parents? It was their daughter. She was not acting like who she was, conspiring against her parents. She wasn't representative of who she truly was. But she never quit being their child. Through the sin nature, if God does not overrule our depravity and the times he in our lifetime have not overruled our depravity, we were not acting like who we are. That's what was happening. We were acting like them, the world. We were not acting like who we are, and we never quit belonging to him.
Amen.
Sin is evil. God hates sin. But but we are still his children. And he has given his word via the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, illuminate our minds, and mature us. The more we know, the more we can be caused to accomplish. That is God's process. We are already holy in the body of Christ according to our actualized position. But we have been placed in bodies for testimony and given a sin nature for testimony, for God's purpose. For God's purpose. This is what the Lord has done. Read on, Sister Karen.
And himself gave up on behalf of it.
Himself gave up on behalf of it. Are you reading verse 26?
Starting with 26.
All right.
In order that it he might sanctify.
All right. In order that he might sanctify, having sanctified. Mm-hmm. Aorist subjunctive. Subjunctive is a probability in time when it might manifest. We are all going through processes. Amen. Of maturation. God is maturing us. This is why the saint can say, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. God has matured us and overruled the things I used to think, I don't think all of them no more.
Amen.
God has overruled. Need we go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Keep it in your mind or jot it down now. When we perform good works, it is already determined or decreed of God that the good works, we would walk in them. And when we walk in good works, we say, thank you, Jesus, and not kiss the hand. It is God that overrules,
amen,
the flesh in that. All right, that he might sanctify and cleanse it.
By the washing
of the water
by word,
God's word, our truth, the mystery, the gospel of the grace of God has a washing and cleansing effect via the Holy Spirit, using that, giving us knowledge of who we are, maturing us so that we would be identified with who we are and who we belong to, Christ.
Verse 27
says,
In order that might present,
that he might present, having presented. There's nothing jumping up, coming up lately. God is doing nothing process-wise. I mean, as he go along, he's not creating as he go along.
Amen.
He is just manifesting processes that he has transcribed by and according to his purpose in eternity. He is manifesting processes. All right. So, by washing of water, by what?
Word.
Word. The word has a washing or cleansing effect through the Holy Spirit upon us. All right?
In order. Might present.
He
to himself.
It's already done. He to himself.
Glorious.
A glorious church.
Not having. Spot or wrinkle.
Not soiled.
Or any of the such thing. But in order. That it might be holy. And unblemished. Amen.
In every respect.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So when folk tell you, say, we trying to use grace for grease, and that person can live in sin and not feel anything at this assembly or under the grace doctrine, don't you believe that?
Amen.
The grace doctrine, praise God, speaks to us being separated and being identified with him who hates sin and has no sin.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Amen. All right. as he states that Christ gave himself to make the church holy and blameless. Mm-hmm. Blameless. No matter what your neighbors think of you or your friends or your co-workers, in Christ, you are blameless.
Amen. Amen.
That's not according to Deacon Gavin. That's according to God's word.
Hallelujah.
Next paragraph. Here we note that the concept of blamelessness might be construed by some in the realm of relativity. You know, the absence of standards of absoluteness. Well, I'm not bad as him. No. No. Relatively. Relativity. Which is viewed relevant only in the sphere of human comparability. Not God comparability. Mm-hmm. Human comparability. Mm-hmm. According to God, is us and them.
Amen.
And without Christ, we are no better than them.
Amen.
Christ is the difference.
Hallelujah.
His righteousness Hallelujah. Is that which we've been enrolled.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus. Oh, glory. Here the distinction of absoluteness of blamelessness. Absoluteness of blamelessness is talking about. Here the distinction of absoluteness of blamelessness in this regard is significant as we identify before whom the elect are declared to be or in front of, in the presence of, and in the sight of blameless. Blameless. That is God. According to Colossians, and I'm going to ask you to turn there. According to Colossians 1:22, Colossians chapter 1, verse, beginning, I think, at verse 21. According to Colossians 1:22, Paul states that we are holy and blameless in God's sight. On the basis of the death of Christ.
Hallelujah.
He died for us. He has forgiven us all trespasses. We are before him blameless. Colossians chapter 1. Ella, Sister Karen, beginning at verse 21.
And ye that were sometime
were formerly
alienated and enemies in your mind
and enemies in your mind
by the wicked works yet now hath he reconciled
in manifestation in time. You see that word now, in manifestation in time have he recognized. We were sometime alienated. This is in what we call the perfect tense and the passive voice. That is because God had assigned to us a sin nature in the flesh. We weren't there saying, give me a sin nature, will you please? We were assigned and designated a sin nature in the flesh, just like the world. But we are not the world. Enemies in our mind by wicked works. In our mind, let me open that word mind up. In our understanding, in our intentions, which were anti-God.
Amen.
Sometime. In our purpose, it was not godly sometime. In our thoughts, oh Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They were not godly all the time. In our attitude.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Needless to say, it was not godly all the time. Enemies in our mind, in the works wicked, yet now hath he reconciled. Now let me open that word reconcile up. Now in manifestation, according to the decree, God reconciled us. Remember I said, in the one decree, God determined, decreed us saints in the body of Christ and sinners, but the sinner of us did not manifest or show up until God created physicality.
Hallelujah.
And then mankind and placed us along the way in our time.
Hallelujah.
With a sin nature in the flesh via Adam. Yet now hath he reconciled. That word reconcile is from the Greek word apo katalasso. Apo means from. And it has the word kata. It's really a compound word. Kata is a typical word for according to. Katalasso is according to, or to, or toward. Apo, from. Katalasso, according to, or toward. The prefix, apo, from being alienated or estranged. God has reconciled us. From being, it hasn't manifested all the way. We are being matured as we go through and being caused to identify with who we actually are in the body of Christ. From enemies in our mind. From wicked works. The wicked works stay here. When we are consciously manifested where we actually are, cut off from flesh, physicality, the wicked works, the alienation, the estrangement.
Hallelujah.
The bad thoughts and all the bad stuff stays here. It goes away with the flesh.
Amen.
When we are circumcised with the circumcision of Christ, cut around and away from the flesh.
Hallelujah.
No more sadness. No more pain. No more disappointment. No more evil. Evil thoughts, evil determinations, no more evil purposes, no more evil looks, no more evil walk. Blessed be Jesus. Read on, Sister Karen.
Verse 22.
Uh-huh.
In the body of his flesh, through death.
Through death he delivered us and have cut us off and reconciled us. Uh-huh.
To present you holy.
To present us set apart. Uh-huh.
And unblameable.
And faultless and without blemish.
And unreprovable.
And beyond any reproach or fault. As I read in Colossians 2:13. Without any fault, any reproach or shame or blame. Uh-huh. Where about?
In his sight.
In his sight where it counts. Now, some of y'all might think I'm scared to go on to verse 23. That's why I'm going. Verse 23. I know how the King James has it read. It starts out, all that good stuff in verse 21 and 22 is predicated on verse 23. Sister Karen, begin at verse 23.
If ye continue.
First of all, you get the good stuff if you continue as the King. This is why we have to exegete.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we have to interpret.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. There are no conditions in grace. How can there be? Good will, good favor, benevolence. Out from the Methodist Church, we used to take what they call the benevolent offering. It was offering, none of us had much, but it was a little offering for those that had hardly anything. Benevolent. And when it was given to them, the benevolent offering was taken to them, they weren't asked to come and cut grass and pull weeds. It was out of kindness, grace unto them. There can be no conditions in grace. That is the law where conditions. If that word, if, is followed by what we call an enclitic particle. Enclitic particle. It looks like ye, Y-E. It is placed there for emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Greek, And in the old English, the word for it, enclitic particle, that word means lean on. That enclitic particle leans on the word preceding it. And it is translated not just if stand alone, but if indeed, mm-hmm. or surely, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. since, mm-hmm. or you can combine surely, since, mm-hmm. if indeed, not you continue, mm-hmm. but you continuing. Now, here's where interpretation or exegesis come in. Real good. The Greek word for continue is a present indicative. What did I say earlier about the indicative mood? It is a fact. It comes from the Greek or the Latin term factum, which means a thing done, already done. So continuing is a necessary accomplished. It's not if we continue.
Amen.
It's accomplished. It's done. It's a fact. It's present tense. We continue in.
Amen.
You're never going to get dropped off, left off, put off, thrown out, kicked out, left behind in the body of Christ in manifestation of our consciousness being where we actually abide. Never, 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 never. Never, 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 never. If indeed ye continuing. Read on, sis. I got to get on through this.
If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled.
Now, in the faith. That is a perfect tense and the passive voice. Perfect tense is a thing that's completed in eternity and the results coming right down to the present. And the passive voice is you ain't have anything to do with it. The passive voice. In the faith grounded. It's not you keeping on because of your faith.
Amen.
Faith is a gift.
Yes.
It was given us to cause us to identify and trust God.
Amen.
Who has done everything for us.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Next word, grounded. Grounded, the actual better word is founded. If anybody ever worked in the foundry, made iron, or seen a blacksmith in the old Western, some of you are old enough to see Western, the blacksmith will take molten metal and found it, shape it into something which he has determined it to be. Being founded according to who we are. Not in time, but in eternity.
Hallelujah.
And settled. We are settled in. We're not going anywhere. You can't jump out of Christ. You can't run off and say, I'm done with Christ if you belong to him.
Amen.
You might get mad, but then you're going to have to pray for him to make you glad. Somewhere down the road. He has seen to it that our dependence is not sufficient in self, but only in him will it transpire and manifest. Settle. And what's this?
And be not moved.
Not be not moved. Being not moved.
Mm-hmm.
Being not moved. And it's in italics also. And not
and
moved.
Not moved.
B
mm-hmm.
is in italics. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. B is in italics.
Mm-hmm.
So not be not moved, but just like grounded. You didn't do it. Continuing. You didn't do it. Not moved.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do it. God has us. We're in him, safe and secure from all along. Ebola and all his cousins. And what says?
And not moved away from
mm-hmm.
the hope
of
the gospel.
Of the gospel. The expectation of the gospel. It tells us that we are eternally secure in him. Uh-huh.
Which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature
in all creation, and then in the original Greek,
which is under heaven,
which is under heaven,
whereof I call
am made a minister. Hallelujah. All right, you didn't shout today.
Hallelujah.
Maybe
Hallelujah.
Next time.
Amen.
But saints of God, I want you to be informed. This truth was given to inform us, not to save us. We were chosen in Him before the foundational creation of the world, even before these words were written and given to the church. Holy, separated, and blameless before the one it counts. In, not mad, but in love. God bless you.